It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Marion Hodges is a DJ with KCRW in Santa Monica. She's back with us once again. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thanks for coming back. And you have brought us quite a mix, as so often KCRW DJs do. But before we get started and get to that music, how do you find it?
Oh, how don't I find it? I think is the more appropriate question. We're fortunate enough to have a lot of great record label friends and publicists and whatnot send us music. There's also SoundCloud, social media, recommendations from friends. So it's, you know, it's just a whole process.
All right. Well, let's listen to some of the results of that process. This is a song called Mystery of Love. It's by Sufjan Stevens.
White noise, what an awful sound. Fumbling by Rogue River. Feel my feet above the ground.
If people recognize this song, it could be because they've seen the movie Call Me By Your Name. This song is actually nominated for an Oscar for that film.
It is, and that's the biggest reason why I decided to bring it in today. The song's been out there for a while, but it was just recently announced that it was nominated for an Oscar, and so it's always exciting to see one of your favorites move up in the world a little bit.
Well, and tell us about Sufjan Stevens.
So, I mean, you could hear there in that track, he's got this unbelievable gift with melody and these deep, incisive lyrics. And then I feel like on this track, he's diving into this, what it feels like to be in a new relationship and how great it is and how awful it is and just all that whole mix of things. And I think he just captures it so, so beautifully. And to see him take that lyrical gift and turn it so personal is really lovely.
Okay, up next we've got La Raji. This is I Can Only Bliss Out for Days.
As I look across this great creation and I reflect on the nature of its creator, I can only bliss out for days and days.
This has kind of a fuzzy quality. You can hear an organ in the background.
Oh, absolutely. It's a quintessential bedroom recording. It was originally, it was recorded in 1984 and has just been reissued by one of my favorite reissue labels, the Numero Group, and so it's out there now on vinyl and CD. But yes, it has that very DIY, with like a shoestring budget, and that's part of what makes me love it so much.
And who is La Raji?
So La Raji is a really interesting character that I just now learned about. He started as a stand-up comedian and an actor. He was part of Brian Eno's Ambient series, and I never knew about him. I never knew anything about him until this month, and looking back over it, I'm just in awe because he's so up my alley.
All right, well, up next we've got Radius. This is by Daniel Avery.
Thank you.
rest of the song kind of keeps going like that, right?
It does, although it's this very dark kind of industrial, meditative, almost drony kind of piece, but then it reaches its peak and it turns into this really beautiful, open, spiritual kind of experience, and then kind of gets back down into that dark, very minimal techno dance music.
And Daniel Avery is based in London. What is he known for?
He is. So he's mostly known for a more dance floor friendly kind of version of that very dark, very minimal techno dance music. But with this and with a couple of singles that he released last year, he really seems to be exploring these ambient spaces.
Okay, well, now let's go to the band Rye. This is their song Phoenix. Definitely a sucker for a good bass line. My ear just trains toward it, and just that's all I can hear and something like that. But this one's great.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely the most outwardly funky track that Rye has ever done, which is, I think, I'm the same way. I love a good bass line. So I've been listening to this entire record a lot. It's only Rye's second record, but the reason that track is such a standout for me is exactly that bass line, and just, it's pretty awesome.
And the voice that we hear is the Canadian singer Milos, who also wrote and produced most of this latest album.
Well, Rye began as a collaboration between Milos and a really well-known Danish producer, Robin Hannibal. But now it's really just Milos and his live band, but he pretty much did the entire record himself.
Okay, well, we have time for one more, Marianne, and this is Tir Hamor. It's by the Welsh musician Gwenno.
My head can quit, so don't see.
Gwenno used to lead the group The Pipettes, but this is her latest solo work. What do you like about her?
I love The Pipettes. I was a huge fan of theirs. They were an indie pop band, and they just really nailed a modern girl group. But with what she's doing with her solo work, she's really moved into this ethereal, very synth-pop-focused phase, and she's committed to singing in both Welsh, as she did for her 2015 record, and on this new record, which is coming out on March 2nd, she's doing it all in Cornish, which is another very obscure Brittonic language. So I just think that's really cool about her, that she's really committed to keeping ancient languages alive.
Cornish, known for the game hen, as far as I know.
Yes.
That's Marianne Hodges, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Marianne, thank you.
Thank you so much.